Holy Father, we want to thank you this morning for this opportunity you have given to us to share your word with your people. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your word will come out with power and with grace in the name of Jesus, that all our hearers that will hear your word today, that Lord, you will transform their life, and that Lord, you will add much grace upon their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, oh Lord, that Father, in the name of Jesus, your word will bring healing and transformation, and will bring down your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Even for this month, I use it to speak your word. Lord, fill my heart with your words, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Hallelujah to Jesus. We want to thank God for today. Thank God because God has prepared us again to share the word of life with you. I want to thank God for all those who are communicating with us. We thank God because, you know, God is blessing us in this program, and He will bless us, and He will continue to bless us more and more in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank God for all those who called us or those who test us in the last program. We really appreciate you. We know that God is at work in your life, and He that has started a good thing in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, can you help me to call somebody? Tell them that church on air is on this channel, and I'm sure that, you know, God will bless us all over again in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Today we are going to continue on, you know, divine intervention series. You know, we have shared some scriptures together. We have shared the word together. When we started this, we talked about, you know, the battle is over. That is, the battle is of the Lord. Also, we talked that the challenges I see today, I shall see no more. Today we are going to the book of Joshua to see another divine intervention which God wrought in the life of people. And I know that, you know, this year, God is going to intervene in every affairs of your life. God is coming down to you. God will touch your life greatly. He is going to give you the victory you desire in the name of Jesus Christ. All I want you to know is that, you know, God is about to give you a victory, you know, that will even amaze yourself. A victory that, you know, will bring glory unto His name in your life. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Joshua chapter number 10. Now can we read, you know, from verse 1?
Now it came to pass, when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he has done to Jericho and her king, so he has done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon has made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoam, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Jephia, king of Lachish, and unto Debir, king of Eglon, saying, Come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it hath made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel.
Amen. Now, one thing I know this year is that people will hear of the great thing that God will do in your life. People will hear of great things that God will do in your family. You know, your famous will go to the left, to the right, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, can you see that, you know, the king of Jerusalem called Adonizedek heard how Joshua is doing valiantly, how Joshua was conquering the nations. He conquered Ai, he conquered Jericho, he conquered Gibeon, and he was afraid. Oh, I see the fear of you coming down to your enemy. No sickness will see you and be fearful this year. You know, every form of demonic attack will hear of you, and you know, they will spear you. When they want to touch you, the fear of God in you will enter into them, and they will not be able to do anything to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the fear of Joshua has gripped all the kings. Can you see? The fear of Joshua has gripped every man. You know why? Because God was with Joshua. When God is with you, your enemy is in problem. When God is with you, you will surely overcome every power. He will overcome every demon in the name of Jesus Christ. Now in verse 2, they say that they were greatly in fear. They had not just ordinary fear. Can you see now? They were in total fear. You know? And they don't know what to do. So, you know, as we heard in verse 3, what now happened? Yes.
Wherefore, Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoam, king of Zebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhia, king of Lachish, and unto Debir, king of Eglon, saying,
now, say what?
Come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and with children of Israel.
Let, Bible says, let people come together against you. Bible says it will not stand. You know, let nations come together because of you. Let demons, let witchcraft spirit, water spirit, let all of them come together. They shall be frustrated. Bible was speaking there in Isaiah 8:9. You know, he said, let them come together. Let them come. You know, he said, you know, they shall be scattered because they are not of God. Now, see now, you know, as the great king of Jerusalem is now calling unto all the other kings to come and help him to fight Joshua and to fight Gibeon. Can you see that? Look, look, look. I want you to know this morning, as you are hearing this broadcast, that no matter the man or the woman that ganged up together against you, no matter their numbers, God will frustrate them. No, I want you to know that the Bible said that he that is with you is greater than the forces that are mounting powers against you. And I know that by the grace of God, you shall be victorious this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, I don't know the powers coming together to fight you. But once you can believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will surely see their end in the name of Jesus Christ. So they came together, you know, and to fight Gibeon and to fight, you know, Joshua. What now happened? You know, in verse 7. Let's see verse 7, yes.
So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor.
8 now.
And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee.
Wow, I have told you, no, it's the same principle. Number one principle is that, you know, you must not fear. No, the moment you want God to step in, don't allow fear to step in. God cannot step in and fear step in at the same time. You know, fear is an instrument of the devil. A man that is under fear is under Satan. Can you see? A man that is under fear is out of faith. He's not in control. So, you know, the first thing the Lord told Joshua was that fear not. The same thing he told Moses, that fear not. The same thing, you know, he told, you know, Jehoshaphat, you know, fear not. You know, I want you not to fear. I want you to know that God is in control. Number two thing is that God spoke. When God speaks, victory has come. You know? And give direction. You know? Know what the Bible says? He says, fear thou not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. Excuse me, they have not fought the battle. And God is saying, I have delivered them into your hands. Hear me, people of God, hear me this morning. Look, every battle we are fighting this year, already God have delivered them to your hands. God have delivered your enemy to your hands. That's what God is saying there. He said, for I have delivered them to their hand. And he said, there shall not a man, there shall not a demon, there shall not a sickness stand before you. There shall not. There shall not be problem. No, all these problems stand delivered before you. No, they must go down. Powers must bow. Power has changed, huh? Demons must bow. Everything oppressing you, you know, you are seeing their hand this year. And that's why you must be with God. That is why you must form ally with God. That is why you must be together with God for you to be able to win the battle. You know, I've told you that God is a God of war. And the moment you parley with God, you are on the victory side. So God spoke to them. You know, he said, fear them not, oh. Don't fear these nations. The five nations that came together to fight you. He said, for I have delivered them into the hand, and there shall not a man of them stand before you. People of God, I want you to know this year that no spirit of poverty will be able to stand before you. I want you to believe this. I want you to know that sickness that has been afflicting your life for many years, this year, it will not be able to stand before you. I want you to know that all the things that has happened in your life before, they will not again be able to stand before you. Why? Because now you are a child of God. You know, things have changed. Power has changed hands. And, you know, you start to see, you know, your enemy on the ground. So it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what now happened? Let's see Joshua chapter number 1. How God told Joshua at the beginning, when he started the work, you know, what God said to him. Joshua chapter 1 in verse number 9. Yes.
Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, wheresoever thou goest.
He said, I have commanded thee, Joshua, be strong and of good courage. You see, and be not afraid. I'm telling you, as we are starting 2021, no, don't fear, be of good courage. You know, God told Joshua, as he's telling you this morning, he said, for the Lord thy God is with thee, wheresoever thou goest. Anywhere you go, I am with you. You know, God can't be with you and then, you know, you fail at the same time. It's not possible. In fact, he told him that verse 5 of that Joshua 1. What did he say?
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
That is God speaking to Joshua. You know, when he started the ministry, and that is why God is sending me to you this morning, that you must not fear. Don't allow outer of fear to be in your spirit. Why? Because God is able. He's able to help you. He's able to support you. He's able to give you the victory you desire. And I see him doing that this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. God said, as I was with Moses, so I, God, will be with you. Say, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And God can never fail, you know. He has never failed before. And he won't fail this year. All you need to know is to cooperate with God, is to be on the Lord's side. And I tell you that, you know, God will never, he will never and never fail you. He said, no man shall be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. I love this scripture. You know, I always read it to you. You know, he said, as I was with Moses, you know, that what I did, you know, for people, I will also do it for you. What I did for Moses, I will do it for Joshua, and I will do it for David. Can you see that? So God is saying, you know, I'm not a partial God. What I have done before, I can do it again. Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Hallelujah. So you see what is happening now? God is speaking. Will you believe me? Now, when God spoke to Joshua, did Joshua believe? Yes, he believed. You know, he believed. And how do we know that he believed? Now, look at chapter 9 of that Joshua 10.
Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgal all night.
Wow, yes.
And the Lord discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them along the way that went up to Beth Horon and smote them to Azekah and unto Makeda.
Wow. Now, there's something we need to see there. Now, in that verse 10, the Bible says, and the Lord discomfited them before Israel. Now, who is fighting? Can you see God intervening there? It was Joshua fighting, but now you're and the Lord is confident. Now, what brought God to him? Why is God interested? God is interested in you, that you make it in life. Anyone fighting you is fighting God. Anyone that is against you is against God. When you are a child, can you see that? Now, when you know you have committed your case with God, God is ready to back you up. The reason why you fail is because you are not on your side. The reason why 2020 didn't bring good breakthrough for you is because you did not obey God. Can you see now? So, When verse 10 said, and the Lord discomfited them before Israel, I would say, God, what brought you in this case? I will see you after this time around in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic covenants or curses? Is your life full of delays, hindrances, or lack of progress? Are you laboring without success, tired of life, and no accomplishment in your career, education, marriage, financial, businesses, and pursuits of life? Then your new season has come. Your deliverance is now at last. Attend Cross the Devil service every Friday by 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladeswami bus stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta. You have tried others. Try Jesus today. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. This is the time you have been waiting for. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says in verse 10, and the Lord discomfited them before Israel. The Lord discomfited. That's how the Lord will do to everyone that is against your life this year. People looking for your death. Bible says God will discomfit them before you, and he will slew them. He will slay them with a great slaughter. Wow. Can you see? I want you to know that when you're on God's side, you are peculiar. You know, that's what he's saying in the book of, you know, 1 Corinthians 2, in verse number 9. You know, you are just not ordinary person. You know, when you are born again, you know, God, you know, will help you in every battle of life. Let's read it.
But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have we entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
The things, you know, when you love God with your life, God will take your battle as his own battle. Can you see now? When you serve God with your own life, God will take your problem as his own problem. Now, the reason why God does not back you up is because you have not allowed God in your life. You know, you have not allowed God to take total control of your life. Allow him. Allow him. If you can allow him, then you will see that your problem becomes God's problem. And your battle of life becomes God's battle. No, Joshua was living unto God. No wonder, you know, God was helping him. God was helping Joshua, you know, and God killed, you know, I would say, he slay, that was a great slaughter at Gibeon. I would say, and chased them along the way that went up to Beth Horon. Can you see? He chased them. He chased them. He moved them away. I see God chasing out every demon out of your life. I see God chasing out every demon out of this country. I see God chasing out, closing doors against all the intruders, all the powers of the devil that is troubling our nation, Nigeria. I see God doing that this morning. You know, and that is why Nigerians must come to God. That's why Nigerians must cry for repentance. That's why this nation must come to the altar of repentance. And they will say, Father, we are sorry we have missed it. Nobody can help us. And nobody can save us except the Almighty God. Many people came and they couldn't bail us out. That's why we are crying to God. And I know that God will not forsake us in Nigeria. Can you see now? Now, Bible says, and God smote them to Azekah and unto Madeka. God was at battle with your enemy. God at battle with people that are troubling you. Or anyone that wants to trouble your life this year, God will trouble them. Anyone that says you will not see December 31st this year, God is going to trouble them. That is why you must be on the side of the Lord. Now let's read verse 11 of that Joshua chapter 10. Verse 11, yes.
And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in the going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstone than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword.
Wow! Can you see? Bible says, you know, when they fled from Israel, because, you know, enemy will flee from you this year. You know, powers will flee from you this year. You know, all those that have been troubling you, you will flee. Why? Because the God of war is by your side. The God of war, it will be your strength this year. Now, Bible says, you know, as they fled from Israel, God cast down great stones. That's what they call hailstone. God cast down hailstones, you know. And we're told that, you know, from heaven, God was fighting. You know, God cast down great stones from heaven upon them. And Bible says, and they died. And there were more which died with hailstone than they which the children of Israel slew with a sword. What a story this morning. What a story. What a story. You know, God fighting for his own people. God is not interested that his children should be destroyed. God is not interested that you as his child, you know, should be at the mercy of your enemy. Can you see? God has to do something. In your life this year, God will do something. In your family this year, God will help you. In order to do this year, God will deliver you. You know, I see the hands of healing coming upon you. The enemy is crying over you, but they will fail. Why? Because the hands of God is greater and bigger than the hands of your enemy. Can you see now? And God reigned the reign of Esther so that none will escape. This year, I tell you that there is none that trouble you that will escape God's judgment. No, that's why you need God. That's why you need him. That's why you need to give your life to God. That's why you need to serve him with all your heart. People that serve him, you know, God build them out of problem. Now see what Bible says in verse 12, yes.
Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon.
So, when you are a child of God, you are a child of power. Can you see? When you are a child of God, you are a commandant. You know, just like what happened to Elijah, that he said that there would be no rain over Israel for 3.5 years. See men of power. See how they command. See what? No, they speak like God. You know, when you are at peace with God, you speak like God. See how they command. Now, a man has never commanded sun before, nor moon, but Joshua commanded. He said, sun, stand still upon Gibeon, and moon, you know, upon the valley of Ajalon. That is, don't move. Until what? We finish this battle. These are people of power. You know, when you know God, you will demonstrate his power. The reason why you are looking for other powers is because you have not known God. God is the owner of original power. Don't look for power outside God. They are corrupted power. But you know, when you stand with God and God fills you with his power, you speak like God. Which enemy will overcome you? Never, never. Now, can you see now? You know, Joshua had to speak, you know, and a decree. Bible says, then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said, the son of Israel, son, stands to you. You know, and moon stand at the valley of Ajalon. And God sealed that word. You know, it's a problem. You can't speak. You can't give command. You can't speak as God's oracle. You are always afraid. That's the problem. But the moment, you know, you live in God, what you declare is back up by God. So, when you say, you stand still. You, this problem, stand still. You, this fever, stand still. You, this problem, I stop you. That is the end. Who is speaking? You. Because you are in God. You are a child of power. Look, as if truly if you are born again, start to speak now. Speak to every problem. Bible says, if you say to this mountain, be thou moved, and what? And be cast into the sea. He said, if you believe in your heart, and you no doubt, you know, so you will surely have. But you see it. I want you to know this morning that through your words, you are changing your life. Through your word, new things are happening to you now. Through your word, you are having a new beginning. A new beginning has come up to you. I want to thank God for you today as you have heard this word. One thing I want you to know is that start to speak what you want. And it shall be so in Jesus' name. Thank you for your audience. I will see you again next week. To God be the glory. God be with you. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Son,
everything I want to say. Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the man for our free tract in magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladisomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.